Forever by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sand Point, Alaska.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sand Point, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The White House says more than a million federal workers have responded to Elon Musk's directive to list five things they accomplished in the past week. NPR's Asma Khalid reports the White House continues to defend and praise the unelected billionaire's government work.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said she herself had done the email exercise.
Elon has implemented this at his private companies. It has proven successful. And it's a very simple idea when you think about it.
But there have been mixed messages about whether all federal workers ought to respond. She said agency heads will determine the best practices for their agencies. Leavitt also confirmed Musk will be attending Trump's first cabinet meeting on Wednesday.
Just to talk about DOGE's efforts and how all of the cabinet secretaries are identifying waste, fraud, and abuse at their respective agencies.
She dismissed allegations that any cabinet members were caught off guard by Musk's email request. Asma Khalid, NPR News, the White House.
The House is expected to vote on a budget resolution tonight that would allow Republicans to use a feature of the budget process known as reconciliation to pass legislation down the line without the threat of a filibuster by Senate Democrats. But as NPR's Elena Moore reports, GOP lawmakers have been at odds over the best way forward.
Both Senate and the House Republican leaders are crafting proposals in line with President Trump's key policy priorities, but the chambers are divided. The Senate passed a resolution last week that focused on addressing issues like the border, military spending, and energy policy. But House Republicans want one larger bill that includes tax cuts. House Speaker Mike Johnson is facing pressure from within his conference. And with a razor-thin majority and a vote likely along party lines, he'll need virtually his entire party's support to get his competing resolution through. Elena Moore, NPR News, Washington.
Consumer confidence fell sharply this month. NPR's Scott Horsley reports people are increasingly nervous about stubborn inflation and the threat of looming tariffs.
A report from the Conference Board showed the sharpest one-month drop in confidence in 3.5 years. The findings echo a similar report from the University of Michigan last week. Both surveys show Americans are concerned about inflation. A Conference Board economist says that's partly driven by stubbornly high prices at the supermarket and by the prospect that President Trump's tariff policy could push the cost of living even higher. Trump has already imposed a 10% tax on imports from China, and he's threatening more tariffs on goods from other trading partners, including Mexico and Canada. Consumers are also feeling more pessimistic about the job market as the administration moves to cut thousands of jobs within the federal government. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Wall Street in mixed territory at the close. The Dow up 159 points. The Nasdaq down 260 points. S&P 500 down 28. This is NPR News. A federal judge today blocked President Trump's effort to indefinitely suspend the U.S. refugee resettlement program. U.S. District Judge Jamal Whitehead says Trump exceeded his executive authority by abruptly shutting the program down. White House says while Trump does have substantial discretion under federal law to suspend refugee admissions, his authority isn't limitless. Trump paused the program, saying the U.S. has to ensure immigrants, quote, appropriately assimilate and that taxpayer dollars aren't wasted. Trump's actions meant refugees around the world suddenly lost their scheduled travel to the U.S. Smoke from wildfires in Los Angeles County last month was loaded with lead for several days. That's according to new data published in the CDC's weekly update. NPR's Alejandra Barunda has more.
For about 2.5 days at the beginning of the fires, the smoke blanketing Los Angeles was even more health damaging than normal wildfire smoke because it contained much higher levels of lead than normal.
So we're talking about an increase of about 110 times, and that is compared to just a few days before the fire.
That's Harula Bailaka. She's a researcher at Caltech and an author of the new analysis. She and colleagues were monitoring the smoke in real time from a sensor site about 14 miles from the Eden fire. She says the lead probably came from paint or pipes in older houses that burned. Long-term lead exposure is associated with health problems like brain and reproductive issues. The spike subsided after a few days. Alejandra Bonuna, NPR News.
And I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression.
That's Me and I by ABBA. Now we have Girlfriend, Michael Jackson, Peace, and then Grateful Dead with Monkey and the Engineer. After that, Iggy Pop with Kill City.
About tragedy impending, we're going to move swiftly to a song about tragedy narrowly averted. It's another in our long list of tragedy songs, but this one is a tragedy narrowly averted. It goes like this. Once upon a time there was an engineer, drove a locomotive both far and near, accompanied by a monkey who would sit on a stool, watching everything the engineer would move. One day the engineer wanted a bite to eat, he left the monkey sitting on the driver's seat. The monkey pulled the throttle, locomotive jumped the gun, and did 90 miles an hour down the main line run. Big locomotive right on time, big locomotive coming down the line, big locomotive number 99, left the engineer with a worried mind. The engineer called up the dispatcher on the phone, tell him all about his locomotive was gone. Get on the wire, switch operator to right, 'cause the monkey's got the main line sewed up tight. Switch operator got the message in time, said there's a northbound living on the same main line. Open up the section, gonna let it through the hole, 'cause the monkey's got the locomotive under control. Big locomotive right on time, big locomotive up and down the line, big locomotive number 99, left the engineer with a
locomotive coming down the line. Big locomotive number 99. Let the engineer with a worried mind. Let the engineer with a worried mind. Let the engineer with a worried mind.
Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
Yeah, coming up now, we have Old Sheila. That's done by Ready for the World. Then John Cougar Mellencamp with Hand to Hold On To. After that, Dirty World, and that's Traveling Wilburys.
Say, it's good for the geese, it's always good for the gander. Oh, sailor.
Don't Just needs a hand. sexy body. He loves your dirty mind. He loves when you hold him, grab him from behind. Oh, baby, you're such a pretty thing. I can't wait to introduce you to the other members of my gang. You don't need no wax job, you're smooth enough for me. If you need your oil change, I'll do it for you free. Oh, baby, the pleasure be all mine. If you let me drive your pickup truck and park it where the sun don't shine. Touches you, his hair stands up on end. As your legs begin to quiver and his mind begins to bend. Oh, baby, you're such a tasty treat. But I'm under doctor's orders, I'm afraid to overeat. He loves your sense of humor, disposition too. There's absolutely nothing.
Rolling Stones are next up with a piece called Start Me Up. And then Joe Boxers with Just Got Lucky. And after that, down the road here, we have Steve Winwood with Put On Your Dancing Shoes.
Stop me up, I never stop. Health declined, I became more and more involved with her care. Over time, I realized I was becoming her sole caregiver. I wanted to support her as much as I could to ensure she was well taken care of. But over time, the stress and the exhaustion of full-time caregiving became too much. As a caregiver, I knew I was already at risk for health challenges, but I heard the Aleutian Purple Off Islands Association might be able to help me find respite relief. APIA supported me and my mom by enrolling us in the respite program. The program paid for a respite worker of my choosing to come in and provide me relief. With this support in place, I was able to better take care of myself. The respite worker came to my mom's apartment and cooked her dinner while I took a break. It became a way for me to recharge, rest, and ensure I was taking care of myself so I could continue to care for my mom without burning out. Caregiving is selfless and stressful at times, but APIA gave me the break I needed through the respite program.
For eligibility information, please reach out to the Aleutian Purple Off Islands Association Elder Care Services at 907-276-2700 or toll free at 1-800-478-2742.
You are tuned into 8:30 a.m. KSDP 81.1 FM K201DA in King Cove, Alaska. 88.1 KFPS False Pass, Alaska.
The sign in the air.
coming up now is Status Quo with Rolling Home, and then Rock Set with Joyride. After that, The Grateful Dead with Saint of Circumstance.
Secrets in a wonderful balloon. She's the heart of the fun. hear the silence come. It's a certain sort of sound.